Thank you, and good afternoon. Someone has said one may go wrong in many directions, but right in only one. We're happy to have the privilege of being with you today and talking to you about the Word of God. All right, let's turn our attention now to an account that occurred in the Old Testament. We're looking at the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 34, and we're going to begin reading some things with verse 14. Now, here's the setting of this particular matter. Josiah is a good king. He has in mind restoring the children of God to their former status and removing of all of those things that had to do with their corruption in idolatry. God had warned about idolatry. They, however, had turned in that direction, and so Josiah ordered that the high places of the idol gods be taken down. Well, in regard to all of this, there also came a time that the temple was considered as far as its condition was concerned. And so there was money accumulated, and the money would be used to rebuild and to restore the temple so that worship once again could be carried on like God wanted it to be. Well, in view of that background, now they're going through and trying to clean up the temple, and the record says, when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. Now, I don't know if that startles you as much as it does me, but it seems amazing to me that God's people could lose God's word. And that's exactly what happened here. They had put aside the word of God. They were not reading it. They were not learning from it. And so now in the revamping of the temple, they find the book of the law that was given by Moses. It's God's book. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king, and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servants, they do it. And they were gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and have delivered it to the hand of the overseers and to the hand of the workmen. Now the question is, what is going to be done with this word of the Lord that has been lost and now has been found? Well, drop down in the chapter to verse 29. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the priests and the Levites and all the people, great and small. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. Well, when you look at this particular thing, you're looking at a remarkable event. That which God had given to mankind to direct their conduct, and particularly the Jews of that day, had been laid aside and now was forgotten. They had found it now, and Josiah, who's trying to restore things as they should be before God, was so impressed with the law of the Lord that he calls all the people together and he reads the word of the Lord unto all the people who are there. They heard the words of the Lord and they knew what the Lord wanted them to do. Now, I'm going to use that as a background for the things that we'll study this week. You and I have the word of God given unto us. The law, that is the law of Christ, is given, delivered unto us, and it is the law to which we are amenable. That is, we're responsible for keeping the things that are spoken in the law. I remember in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 48, the record says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So it's very obvious that the word of the Lord is that which will be the standard of judgment when the judgment day comes. You and I will account to God for what we have done as compared to those things that are taught in the word of the Lord. The Bible is inspired of God. God took great care in giving unto us his book so that we would not be misled or mistaken in religious matters. That's the reason that Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. When you back up and look at that passage carefully, you can see that the word of God was intended by God to give to us all the things that we need, all the instruction we need in religious matters. I'm amazed sometimes when I hear people saying, well, I know what the Bible says, but we've got something in addition to the Bible, and this is just as good as what God has said in the Bible. Well, friends, there are no companion volumes to the Bible. The Bible is the completed will of God. In 2 Peter 1 and verse 3, Peter said, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. If I were to ask you, did God give us some of the things that pertain to life and godliness, you'd answer, no, he didn't give some. The verse says, he gave all. Well, what does that mean? That just means when someone comes along and says, I have something that is truth and that you need to know that has to do with life and godliness, but it's not in the Bible, it's not in the Word of God, there's a contradiction there, isn't there? The Word of God contains everything that people need to know in regard to religious practice. So the statement is that the Bible is complete. It thoroughly furnishes the man of God unto every good work. It would seem, as a result of the Word of God being given to us, and the fact that it is the completed, inspired Word of God, it would seem that people would be so devoted to it, so loyal to it, that they would not allow it to become a book that is not read and a book that is ignored as far as religious teaching is concerned. Look at the condition of the religious world about you. There are many religious bodies that don't even claim to be following the things that are taught in the Bible. There are some who say, oh yes, we believe in the Bible, but it has a modern interpretation. And so they try to do away with what is said in the Word of God by just simply saying, well, it doesn't fit with our modern day, and so we just believe what it says, and we go on and do what we want to do along this line. That's basically the argument that has been used by the feminist in regard to women preachers. Even though the Word of God prohibits very plainly a woman preaching, there are those who have just simply said, well, that doesn't apply to our day. It may have been true back when the Bible was written, but the significance of it today is gone. And so they treat the Bible like they would treat the words of men. When they don't agree with what a person says, they just ignore it. And some have done the same thing with reference to the Word of God. The Bible is a much neglected book. People are not reading it, they're not studying it, and they're not applying the things that are taught in the Word of God. They simply believe it is a book that serves well in our households, but don't take it too seriously because, well, the things that are written there are not intended to be taken that way. Well, tomorrow we'll continue talking about this, and I hope that you'll be listening. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.